This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Jia Ying.
And hello, I'm Neil.
Neil, why are you wearing a big wig?
Don't you like it?
Well, it's certainly big.
Thanks. I'm wearing it because you said we were talking about the word big wig.
A big wig? No, not that kind of wig, Neil. I'm talking about an important and powerful person.
Ah, silly me.
Yes, a bigwig is an important person in a position of power.
So, Jia Ying, don't I look important and powerful in this wig?
No, you just look silly. Let's hear some examples of bigwig.
We've got some bigwigs in the office today, so we're all on best behaviour. My dad is a bigwig in the company, so he says he'll help me get an internship. A local bigwig has given her support for building a bypass around the town.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the word bigwig, which describes an important and powerful person. So, Neil, do you know any bigwigs?
No, unless you think I'm a bigwig when I wear this big wig.
It's certainly giving you a big head. But no, I'm afraid you are a little wig. But a CEO of a company, an industry giant, or the mayor of a town might be considered a bigwig.
Do they wear wigs too?
No, Neil. But the word comes from the 1700s, when English men of authority wore wigs, and those in higher power wore larger wigs.
Well, right. I'm off then.
Where are you going?
To get a bigger wig. Maybe I'll be more important then.
I don't think so. Bye!